This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Does music have the power to change a life? This is a question father-daughter duo Adrian and Emma Jean Galliard attempt to answer in a musical feast currently showing at the Sandton Theatre in the Square. Together with musical director Johan Haystack, they look at how music connects, uplifts, comforts, and entertains. Adrian and Emma are my guests now to tell me more. Adrian and Emma Jean, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Cherise.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's lovely to be with you this morning.
And congratulations on your show, Striking a Chord, a sonic journey through opera, pop, show tunes, and soul with a little bit of dad jokes. It was a beautiful, beautiful show. Let's start a little bit with your love for music for both of you.
I guess my love for music always started from a very young age when I was very little. I used to watch my dad perform at little gigs with, like old age homes and stuff like that. And then I guess that's where I realized I really, really enjoyed listening and dancing to the music that he was singing. So that's when I started just singing randomly. And I think my first solo ever was in church when I was about 6 years old. And I sung I See the Light from Tangled. And then from there, I've always loved music. But I guess it really started professionally and formally for me in 2020 when we released our first song to Facebook together as a duo. But music has always been a part of me. I've always loved it. I've grown up in a very musical household. Every time we go anywhere, road trips, we always listen to music. So I am very well acquainted with many types of music. So I love it very, very much.
Yeah, and I started very similar to Emma as a little boy. I used to sing, I was a chorister in many choirs right from when I was about 6 or 7 years old. And I absolutely loved it, fell in love with theatre and music as a teen, and then studied drama at Wits Drama School, and I've appeared in many professional productions over the years. And then got out of music when my family came along, and you know, it just became very difficult to kind of pursue that with a family. And then when this one came along, I was it gave a new lease on life to my performing again, because I now had this this duo partner who had the same passion and love for music as me, and we could go and do our thing together, which is such a blessing for me.
Let's talk a little bit about COVID and what happened during COVID and what the impetus was and the connection that music provided during that time.
So in COVID, our initial idea before we started releasing music was to just sing a few things and put it on Facebook for our family and friends to uplift some people, because we were all very down and we didn't know what was going on. So we might as well do something constant. And so we recorded the prayer and we filmed a video and put it on Facebook, not thinking it would, you know, go anywhere particularly well. And it really just went viral. It completely blew up. We had people from all over the world supporting us and following us. And from there, we decided to create a YouTube channel and an Instagram and a TikTok. And we just started releasing more and more music, and we really just started our musical journey there. And since then, we've been to so many places, we've been on so many magical journeys. We've been to England, we've been around South Africa, so we really are grateful for these experiences. But I think if it wasn't for COVID and it wasn't for those really sad and down times, this would never have happened. And so sometimes I do think that a lot of things happen for a reason, and that's very special.
Absolutely. Adrian, do you want to add anything?
No, just that it was an amazing thing that happened, that because I was quite down. My business kind of ground to a halt, like many people's businesses at that time. It was April 2020, just as we hit hard lockdown. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And Emma came to me and she said, "Listen, Dad, you know, I know that you're feeling down, and why don't we go and record some music? Let's just go and do something proactive and creative. And we'll go and record the prayer, because we heard that, been performed on social media a little while before, so we thought, no, let's go and do that. And we put it out to family and friends, and it went completely crazy, and it just started us on a totally new journey. So out of something really, really awful, something lovely happened. And I think there's always blessings out there, even in hard times.
One of the things you mentioned during the show, Emma Jean, is the power of music, and you gave a very touching story about a woman with dementia who used to dance and who heard Tchaikovsky and was moved. And I was it resonated so much with me because I've spoken to people who help people with dementia before, and they've consistently said that the thing that helps the most is singing.
Wow,
And
interesting.
your show is very much a tribute to music and how it brings us together. How what do you think the power of music actually is?
I think it's difficult to say what the power of music is because it's one of the greatest mysteries in this world. I think there's something about music that makes you feel. It makes you become human. So there are many things that go wrong in our world, and there are many things that need to be fixed. But I think one thing that we cannot deny is the humanness that music brings to us. It literally, as we mentioned, oh, sorry, my dogs are fighting here. as we mentioned on our show, music is the rhythm of life. I mean, our heartbeats are the rhythms to the way we live. So I think the power of music is to just touch us in ways that we never thought we could be touched. I think it is to help us reminisce on times that, really, really were great in our lives. It provides us with reflection, and it really provides us with a soul kind of feeling that nothing else can. And that's why we did a tribute to music in our show, because there is something so magical and mysterious about it that you can't quite put your finger on. But it does really just change your life in so many ways.
I think in my view it kind of supersedes intellect. I think music goes to that magical space, which you can't really kind of intellectualize, or and it's almost it touches you on a spiritual level. It goes beyond just cognitive kind of processing, and I think that for me is what is so powerful about it. And we've had so many incredible experiences over the years with people around the world giving us, just saying how a song that we have done has moved them and touched them, and in ways we couldn't even imagine, because we just put the music out there and just hope people like it. But the responses have shown that, you really can impact people with music in a way that is very meaningful and purposeful,
I mean, I heard somebody describe music, and it certainly would be true for me, as the best mood altering drug you can have without taking a drug. And I know that for me, it's certainly my go-to place to kind of enhance or change or whatever my mood. And I think, though, what the advantage you have over many of us is the ability to sing. And a father-daughter duo is kind of not quite a new thing. You're following some great traditions, and I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about what it does for your relationship. You can start.
And for me, like I touched on earlier, to be able to do the thing that I love and I've always been passionate about with my daughter, is such a privilege. We get to spend not only time together as a father and daughter, but time doing something very beautiful and meaningful together. It kind of touches my soul. After the show last night, I just felt so like full of gratefulness and happiness and contentment, that I could do something that I love with this daughter of mine who I love, and we can just spend this quality time together. So yeah, it's very special to me.
I think it's a very unique our sound, and our connection on stage. And I think a lot of people pick up on that, the fact that we're family and the fact that we really do connect very well together. And it's very comforting for me being on stage, having my dad there, because they are obviously it's scary when you're singing in front of so many people, and especially many people who are writing reviews on opening night. You want to do the best you can, so having someone there by your side that you truly and solely trust is so important. And it's so special for me because anytime my dad walks on stage, I immediately feel safe. And I guess that can be a blessing and a curse, but it is really a beautiful thing that we have on stage, and it has grown our relationship off the stage as well, exponentially. So, yeah.
You talk also on stage about the fact that you would love theatre music to be your life, your profession going forward. Where do you see yourself? What would you like to do, Emma?
So I've only ever really seen myself on a stage. I love music so much, and I think I've made that clear, but I do really see myself one day, hopefully overseas, performing on some of the big musical theatre shows, maybe in West End or on Broadway, as a big dream. And or I would also love to delve into opera. My biggest goal is to get to somewhere like the Royal College of Music and study opera and perform in some operas, and just really explore my options as an artist. But one thing is for sure is that I would love to just travel and like showcase my talent wherever I can, in whatever show I can. So anything to do with that, anything where I can really just showcase my vocal quality, whether it's in musical theatre for like West Side Story or Les Mis, or it's in operas, that would be my dream, and that is where I want to go. So that's what we're working towards.
I think it's worth saying that you are still at school. You're in grade.
I'm in grade 10.
Grade 10. Wow, that's so really impressive. Okay, tell us about what people can expect when they go to the Sandton Theatre on the Square to go and see Striking a Chord.
I think from our perspective as performers, what the reactions we get is people often do not expect anything that they thought it would be. So when you enter that room, it's not about us performing and looking good and hitting the high notes, but it's about touching your souls and letting you indulge in the emotion of the moment and just connecting with yourselves and your family. And I think what you can expect is our music to really grip you, to really make you feel something. And it really is, our connection is really special like that, I feel. I feel a lot of people always say that there's always that little something you can't put your finger on, but it makes them feel so good and so content. And our show is just a really positive, uplifting, powerful show that is just there to make you feel better, to give you hope, to encourage you to follow your dreams. It's not something that we're trying to protest or depress you with. It's really is a show of just pure love and joy. And I think if you want to experience that, that is definitely some that's why you should definitely come watch our show.
Yeah, musical journey. We just want to take people on our musical journey and what music means to us, and hopefully we can through our music and through our storytelling can resonate with the audience and touch people in a way that is meaningful to them. And yeah, so we take you on a very personal journey of music and the power of music to actually impact your life, you know.
Well, let me just give the details of the show. So it is Striking a Chord. It's on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square from the 27th of August till the 7th of September. And tickets are available from web tickets, so you can always phone the theatre 011-883-8606 or 083-377-4969. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to
Thank you.
seeing you in further directions, and certainly, Emma, watching your career grow.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much, Therese.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
so much for
having us.
coming and having us on this interview. It's so special for us.
That was Adrian and Imogene Galliard, a father and daughter duo, who, together with Johan Haystack, are on the show Striking a Chord.